Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is really not morning. It's actually afternoon, evening. Ooh, it's a wonderful Friday. I just want to set up here and just take this time to just talk about a couple of topics. Well, let's just say one topic in exact, you know, form. So, really, have you ever like dated somebody and you realize that they are not willing to do the things that you're willing to do? Go the lengths that you were willing to go? And like, why is that? I think it's like the investment is really not there. They're really not invested in you the way you're invested in them. And when you see that, that is such a red flag. And it's important for you to understand and see those red flags, because you know what? That tells you that that person is not really truly valuing you the way you should be valued. I mean, what if you moved across country and airport's 3.5 hours away, and you're telling me you're going to be in the same state at the same time, you haven't seen each other in over 5 months, and you're telling me that you're not willing to take that 3.5 hour drive, be on the road for 7 hours just to spend some quality time with someone that you say you care about? Where do you stand in that relationship? To be honest, there is no relationship at that point. So you have to stop doing those things that you know they wouldn't do for you, and start realizing that there's somebody out there that is willing to do those things and go beyond to show you and to prove to you that you mean something to them. So with that being said, get rid of the fuck boys, excuse my language. Get rid of those deadbeats, those mama boys that just, they're really not about much, still living at home with mama and not having anything for themselves. Take the time to just look for that maturity. Look for somebody who is on your level or supersede your level, that is willing to pull you up and embrace you and help you grow to your full potential. We got to stop trying to raise men. We should already be introduced to that man. So there are so many of these stories that happen, and I've taken a close inventory on these things, and I've learned what it is that I want and I need in my life. And you should know what you want and need in your life. And so when you're putting in so much effort to please somebody else and they're not willing to go those lengths to do the same thing for you, what does that really say? Where does that put you? Where are you at in this situation? So, I don't know. You just gotta take a step back and realize that not everybody is meant to go on that journey with you. Not everybody is willing to go and sacrifice the things that you're willing to sacrifice. But just know that there is somebody that is meant for you, that will do those things, that will make you happy, and that will give you that affirmation that you are not in this alone and that you will have somebody. So just be patient, keep your eyes open, and stay focused on your goals. You keep working on being a better you, so that when that person that is for you comes to you, you're ready to receive them. Don't step into a situation broken, because that's another thing. When you step into a situation and you done been through some things, and you probably just got out of those things, and you like, you know what, I don't know. You don't want to do that. You don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're going to hurt somebody else or traumatize them or re-traumatize yourself, because all you're doing is looking at the past hurt and the past pain. You got to learn to work on finding that inner peace for yourself and that peace, so that way you know when the right thing comes for you, you're not settling. You are not allowing someone to persuade you to do something that you know in your heart you shouldn't be doing. You're going to do right. So with that being said, y'all have a wonderful day. And thank you for tuning in to listening to Pedicure with Hazel B. You have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.